Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives. As ever, I'm here with the man who wants no funeral, but just to be left alone. Just to be like, well, I think you said once, just forget about me. You don't even care. Is that right? Anyway,
just leave me alone.
It's
yeah.
Sam Hammond, a.k.a. Vom Cruz. Sam, how are you?
I'm fine. Just leave me alone.
But it's when you die that you most want to be left alone. Just know you don't want to be center of attention. That's the key.
I just don't like fuss. I've never liked fuss. I don't like a birthday party. I don't like putting anyone out. And the idea of everyone having to come to my funeral is just like the worst idea. I'm like, fuck that. And I don't think you're there when you're dead. When you die, you're not in that. And you don't. If someone wants to go to the pub and have a beer, then fine, you can do that. But any more than that, no, it's banned.
Yeah, fair enough. The direct opposite me, an egocentric who just wants a huge funeral with everybody there crying. Sam, we've recorded about 10 of these now. What have you learnt from speaking to so many people about their inevitable deaths?
Absolutely fuck all.
We want to hear from you guys at home about any weird or funny or interesting stories about death or funerals. Anything good, we will read out. podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com is the email address. That's podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. Our guest today, though, is former radio DJ, stand-up comedian. And now, I've actually asked him before we went on, what can I call you in terms of the job you do now? And we ended up with the closest word being games master. Please welcome Ollie Rezon. Ollie, how are you?
Hi Barnaby. Hi Sam.
Well,
hi.
The first question we have to ask is tell the audience a little bit about your career so that they can understand what the hell I was just talking about.
Do you mean my career now or the one that
well,
was?
No, just say, yeah, both. Say, you know, who you are, where have you come from?
Right. Well, I did stand up.
Good.
For a few years. Smashed it. Did really well. This was in Australia. Anyone can do quite well in Australia. They asked me to do a big breakfast radio show. I said, yes, I did it. Made me depressed. I quit. I came back to England.
Okay.
And then, after not really having anything to do, is when I started doing something that I know you from, which is the original Whiff Waff Brothers, which then became Bounce Ping Pong, which then, after working at Bounce, then I started up Putt Shack. And now we've got a new project called High Jingo, which opens end of October, which is like really futuristic bingo. So the games master thing, I help come up with ways of parting people with their money,
yeah,
for entertainment purposes.
But in an entertaining way, yeah. So for those people who don't know what those places are, the Whiff Waff Brothers was a party night where you just played table tennis in a warehouse in Dalston.
Quite debauched, really.
That's where
wasn't
I met Ollie. Yeah, very debauched, very cool. And then my understanding was that through that you got the job basically doing all the games at Bounce, which is a ping pong bar, or two ping pong bars, and then Putt Shack, which is a crazy golf bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And then onto High Jingo, which is a bingo entertainment bar.
Yeah, all tech related as well.
All tech
related. So it's just chuck a load of tech at stuff and see what sticks.
Do you have any jobs?
Do I have any jobs? Yes, I do. Yeah. I always have jobs for people. Barnaby knows this.
Yeah.
Giving out jobs left, right and centre.
Could do with a job.
Great, let's sort you out.
Now, if nothing else comes from this fucking funeral podcast, Sam may have a job on his hands. That is exciting news.
He looks thrilled.
Yeah, I am thrilled. Yeah, I'll do anything at the moment.
Ollie, it is something.
Bingo caller.
Ollie, yeah, you could be a bingo caller. He's been in bands. He's out front. Ollie, what is your... this is, of course, a funeral podcast. What is your funeral experience?
What do you mean by that? Like, what ones have I been to?
It's purposely a vague question because I want people to take it however they choose, but it can be that way, yeah.
Okay. Well, great-grandma was the first one I remember when I was 10. Okay. She died on February 3rd, 1988.
Good memory.
Wow, you remember the date.
Well, I remember the date because I heard my mum crying and talking to my dad in the next room, and I had a chess match that night, that day. I was the school captain, and I couldn't play, and I just knocked over my king, and I never played chess again.
What?
And then, and then my teacher, Mr. Lucas, he used to always do this funny thing with his glasses, flick them up and down. He realised something was wrong, but I couldn't tell him because I've never been very good at sharing things that are going on in my life. So I just knocked the king over and said, I'm not doing it anymore.
But from a very young age, very into drama. How dramatic is that? I knocked my king over and I never played again.
Well, I knew that that's how you lost a game without actually getting checkmated. If you just knock it over, it's just admitting defeat. I hadn't admitted defeat that day.
Were you pissed off at great-grandma for ruining your chess career at the time?
I think I was more pissed off at her doctor for misdiagnosing her stomach cancer. All of this information I heard through phone calls, overhearing with my parents, and I knew that that's what happened. And then her actual funeral, I felt really guilty because I was the only one that didn't cry, and everybody else was, and I felt really guilty for that.
That genuinely is, thank you so much. As someone who's admitted they're not very good at expressing their emotions, for expressing that on this podcast, much appreciated. And in terms of relatability, I've been at a funeral before and felt like, should I feel more emotional about this? Should I try and cry? I think that's a real thing.
I think I've only been to five, sorry, my granny as well. Sorry, Gran. Well, she's not here anymore. I didn't cry at hers either, which is strange. The last one I went to, which was last year, was when a friend passed away. And I was very teary all day because of that. Probably because it's closer in age and more relatable.
But does that make it an... Relatable is in what way? In a way where you could be like, this could be me?
It could be me. Yeah. It's very, very personal, isn't that? It could be me.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's any rules to it. I mean, you can cry later or before, can't you? Some people, funerals are quite a weird situation, aren't they? Because everyone's looking at each other as well. And there's people there you don't maybe not like, or you don't have a strong relationship with. You might be like, fuck.
Well, this was a weird one because it was a close friend and it was a horrible accident that happened when she passed away. And her friend... Actually, maybe it was a sister or a friend when the announcement, because it wasn't a big group of us going for the funeral. It was like a few close friends. Mm-hmm. And the initial thing was like, she would have wanted colour, wear colour to this thing.
Nice.
And then obviously you get there and no, this is a very Catholic funeral. Oh. And so it was about 200 people, no, maybe 150 people in the thing. And like me and somebody else in colour. And I just felt like a twat. And I could hear these like, I'm not a massive fan of Catholics. I could hear them chatting behind me. like wearing black. And I was so emotional. I did kind of want to swing around and slap them.
Okay. So there was... You'd been told to wear colour.
Yeah.
It's more like a celebration of her life.
Yeah, but then there's a two-day before memo that had gone through, which didn't actually come to the friends.
Got it.
Bastards.
Yeah, that's bad.
So that's why I was crying. Yeah, I was embarrassed.
And going back to the kind of thing about whether or not you cry, and the thing is, for an overthinker, and I am an overthinker, it's not for me about whether I can or can't cry. It's almost like I'm thinking so much in the moment, it's like, should I be crying rather than, you know, just letting it be totally natural. I wonder if, like you said, maybe if it's someone much closer to me or closer to my age than, say, my nana at her funeral, maybe then it'd just be taken out of my hands, the emotion would sweep over, maybe.
I think that's very true. And also seeing all of your family and stuff crying.
Yeah.
And questioning yourself why you're not crying. Because I think you cry at the sense of loss and the fact that they're gone. But if you're thinking about why aren't I crying, you're not actually... There's no context of them being gone.
Yeah.
You're just in that moment.
That's true. Sam, have you found at the funerals you've been to, memorials you've been to, are you an easy crier?
Yeah, I can cry, and I can let myself do it. But I'm not a big crier. I when you're at school, I don't know if you guys had this, but when I was at school and I'd get like dragged to the headmistress's office and get bollocked, and like I would get nervous and I'd start laughing, and just like laughing in her face, and then it just makes it all worse. But it's nerves. You know what I mean? I always had the fear that I would do that at a funeral, especially I wouldn't have someone who was really close to me, obviously, because it'd be too real, but someone just a distant relative or something, just like burst into laughter because you're nervous because you're thinking about it too much.
You know what? I understand that because my ex-girlfriend Emily, whenever we'd have a row, would always just laugh. And, I, you know, it how much worse does it make it when you're like angry and someone's just laughing at you and she's just like, I'm just nervous. I don't know what to say.
Like a genuine laugh or sort of cynical laugh.
Nervous laughter, I think, to be fair.
Right. Well, she's ex anyway, isn't she?
Cynical laughter.
That's why he broke up with her.
We're still very close and she'll enjoy having been name checked, I'm sure. So Ollie, have you ever fantasized about or given much thought to your own funeral?
Yeah, I think it's not something that I've put loads and loads of thought into. I've often thought about what it would be like to pop out of the thing and see who's actually showed up and see the emotion in the room. But I haven't thought like that for a few years. I don't think I care as much anymore. Because as you get older, you don't really care about having lots of friends. And I wouldn't mind if just one or two people were there, really.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a fantasy anymore. I think I'd like it in sort of dead silence. Like absolute silence. No songs.
Really?
Yeah. Just maybe a overhead projector with some words on a screen. And everyone maybe can just hum at some moments.
That's good.
But that's all I'd want.
Pretty good.
That's all I'd want.
What do the words on the screen say then?
Welcome to Ollie's funeral. Please sit quietly.
In silence, in fact.
Yeah.
Hum if you like.
Turn your phones off. Put your phones on silent, but take videos. That's what I would say.
It feels to me like you've decided upon a funeral purposely to basically render all of the questions that I've got written on this phone completely obsolete.
Well, that was my old funeral. My new funeral, let's say I want an Instagram funeral.
What is an Instagram funeral?
I don't know. I just thought about it. But what if it's like, do people still go out for those Instagrammable things? I don't think they do as much anymore. I think it's about video. But maybe I would have loads of special areas for photos and videos and experiences throughout the whole funeral, so at least you can get something good for your stories.
Has anyone ever had a funeral wake at Bounce or Putt Shack or any of your...
Somebody died.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how to talk.
I think you have to. You'd have to name any names.
I wasn't there.
No, I'm not saying you
didn't
did it.
Do it.
I'm not saying you did it. But somebody, don't name any names, but what happened?
I think they had a diabetic coma shock thing.
Wow.
Fitted out, yeah. Yeah, but we didn't have the funeral there. Not we, but I don't think the family chose to have the funeral there or the wake. Strange. I'm not sure they've been back.
No.
Even with the discounts we provided.
You mentioned earlier how you wouldn't mind the idea of popping out at your own funeral. There are lots of stories of people who have actually been alive when it was thought they were dead and woken up at their funerals.
Yeah.
Do you think that's an ego thing of yours to think that might be quite fun? Would you be looking to kind of freak people out? Or just because, like you said, you want to see who's crying, who's not, what the emotions are, what the reactions are?
Well, I do know that that used to happen in the Victorian era because they weren't so good at checking for
That's why it's called
death.
A wake.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because they didn't know if you were going to wake up. Like, because some people would wake up if they had lead poisoning, they'd wake up like 2 days later. So they used to have a dance and a party around the body, wait, see if they woke up.
And how long would a wake go for generally?
A few days, I think, then.
Well, if you're hoping for the person to wake up, you just go on until you died.
It's an excuse to party, isn't it?
Yeah.
But used to have, like, you'd pay more for a funeral and they'd leave a bell in there and things like that. But I think there's people now that you can pay extra for a funeral.
Wait, there'd be a bell in the casket?
Yeah, but now you can get, like, electronic buzzers that are connected. You can pay extra.
Come on.
I'm pretty sure this is true. It sounds like it'd be true in my head.
Just check if they're dead, like now. It's pretty easy to work out if someone's dead, isn't it?
Just to make sure. Just for peace of mind. If you leave somebody in a coffin with a little light, a phone, a canister of O2, just a text, I'm still here. It'd be good to WhatsApp your funeral.
I feel like, have I not seen like a trailer for a film where someone's stuck in a coffin underground and all they've got is a phone but there's no signal?
Oh yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
Got to get a signal down. They need a router.
They need a router. They need a Wi-Fi booster as well. Maybe they only get buried 4 feet under if it's need the Wi-Fi.
So at this silent funeral that you're having, where there's only an overhead projector, I'm assuming then you're not having any eulogy. So you don't. Surely you want some people to give some words.
That's an interesting thought. A eulogy. The ones I've been to. The eulogy is quite interesting, but it's always a bit positive. And I've known a few of these people that have passed away and I've been to their funeral, and they're not that person to me.
Huh. This has come up before.
Yeah.
The idea that at funerals, everyone is always given a positive spin.
Exactly. How many world's best fathers and amazing people can there be?
Yeah.
I think in a bit
only
more.
Be one world.
Everybody's
best
a bit of a cunt, aren't they?
Yeah, there needs to be some reality. There needs to be the positive eulogy and the negative one, just for balance.
Oh, so basically the kind of good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, I think that would bring the whole funeral together.
So I'd bring an ex-girlfriend in to just slag you off, and then get like a family member to say how great you were.
Yeah, as long as it's offset and it's like it's the pro-con funeral.
All right, so
the pro-con funeral company.
Ollie, who's your bad cop? Who's bad cop at your funeral, and what are they going to say?
Goodness. Well, I don't think I've got any. Doesn't apply to me, by the way.
I feel like that's exactly what all the people who are actually cunts would say.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, let me have a think. Jason Smith from school in England. I used to go outside and punch him.
Okay.
And I'd punch him in the guts and then he'd pretend to be injured. And so I'd, because I'm quite empathetic, I'd see if he was okay. And then he used to like uppercut me and run away laughing as I'd sorting out my
okay,
bloody lip.
Hold on. Let's
he was just my enemy.
Mm.
He was my enemy.
Were you a bully or were you fighting back?
No, he was like same size. I was in the school team for all the sports and
he
wasn't.
We know that.
Chess, badminton, table tennis, yeah. Football, cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jason Smith, I don't think he would have gone on to do a lot in his life. He had that sort of look about him.
Jason Smith, if you're listening to this pod, it's your funeral at gmail.com.
Find out.
Jason Smith from All Saints Junior
it's
School.
It's such a school thing to say, I punched him in the guts as well. Yeah. That's such a great... you really regressed back to your school days there, I think.
Well, I'm just trying to think who would be an enemy, but I don't think he would have it in him to be an enemy.
So Smitty comes back 35 years later, says, Ollie Rezon used to punch me in the guts and I'm glad he's dead. He deserved it. He was an asshole.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. And then everyone be like, oh, 35 years ago, who cares?
Get over it, mate.
Get over it. Boo, Jason, get off the stage.
Do you have any requests for what you're dressed in the coffin for your funeral? Like dress code for yourself?
Yeah.
What do you want to look like?
Full kit. Man United, Eric Cantona, number 7. 1995, still got the sweat stains under the armpits.
Hold on, in which case, to see the number 7, you're on your front.
I am, and I've got a little glass panel, so I'm lying like that and I'm looking at the side of the glass panel at everybody.
Eyes open, eyes closed.
Eyes open, wide open. And in the background, the cheers of Eric Cantona goals are playing. That's the only thing, and then it cuts to silence. So everyone comes in, Cantona! Silence.
I watch those videos when I'm depressed. I'm a Man United fan. But yeah, I watch Cantona compilations on YouTube when I'm
yeah,
sad.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah, really good.
And are you wearing any aftershave in particular? Look, I'm assuming...
Is Beckham.
You're the Beckham.
I'll stick the
Beckham.
It smells
gorgeous, to be fair.
I haven't smelt it. I haven't tried it. I haven't smelt it.
I'm just imagining it smells
like him. And
I've got
a bottle of his whiskey in with me as well, Beckham's whiskey.
That's by Haig, isn't it?
Haig whiskey. Haig whiskey. And I've got a brochure for the football hotel in my clasped in my hands. I've got Gary Neville's autobiography.
You're wearing a Salford flag.
Oh, no, we're going Salford that far. Flag. I'm not one of those Manchester Man United fans. I'm more of a London one.
Hold on, let me just quickly record a sting. It's your funeral. With Beckham, with Brand Beckham. There you go. That's our first sponsorship sting. I fucked it up, but there you go.
No, Huawei.
Huawei. If you could be at your own funeral, what is the one thing you'd like to see? Now, that's quite a vague question, but I wonder what I mean.
Alive at my own funeral, because I will be there.
Or a ghost. Could be a ghost.
Could be a ghost at your own funeral. But, would you want to see, for instance, like in my head, I talk about this a lot, but in my head, there's a pew full of my ex-girlfriends and they're all crying. Or would you like to see people, you know, would you be intrigued to see, oh, who's not that bothered? Or, you know, if you could, basically, if you were a fly on the wall.
Well, with the whole they're not that bothered thing, I would assume they were like me and they're just processing it in a different way. So I wouldn't mind the not bothered. The ex-girlfriends, I wouldn't like them to be upset. I'd like them to maybe be joining a WhatsApp group together and hooking up and becoming great mates. Mm. Bonded through a universal love of their former flame.
Yeah,
I would expect my current girlfriend to be quite upset.
Yeah,
mom, dad, shed a tear or two.
So you think your parents are going to outlive you?
Well, it's hard to. I mean, I live in London during COVID, and my dad lives in Perth in Australia, and they're pretty safe. My mum lives in the south of Spain; she's pretty safe.
COVID numbers in London currently are 5 in every 100,000 people.
Is that true?
Yeah. Lowest in the whole country.
Well, I don't want to be one of those 5.
But by the time this goes out, it could be the opposite, and it could be 28 days
later. You guys
later.
Got your antigen tests on you?
I haven't had that yet.
Fair enough.
I don't think they work.
No, I've had that. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know who I'd want to be sad. Who would I really like to see? That would be good to have Beckham and Cantona there.
Yeah, the least they could do. I mean, I'm sure if you left enough money in the estate, you could probably get
They would be the only ones allowed to talk. Anyone who... is a celebrity can talk.
Fair enough. We're going to move on to the important question of the wake. This is a good opportunity, I think, for you, Ollie, to potentially plug some of the nice businesses you work for. Would you have your wake at any of those sports entertainment venues that you've worked at?
I would not. No, oh. No.
Okay.
I would have the wake. I want some quiet.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like a big atmosphere, so the Emirates. No.
So much football banter on this episode.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think it's because the season started again.
Yeah.
And I'm winning the Fantasy League already.
Oh, great. There's been like 4 games.
Yeah. But I'm winning already, so.
Okay, good.
Where would I have my wake? I think maybe just a barbecue.
Oh, nice, yeah. That's
in the park.
The Australian in you.
Barbecue in your body, or...
That... is a fantastic idea. If you were to open up the body, take all the guts out, and then put a grill inside,
oh,
and
that's
then just
good,
cook
yeah.
it outside like that.
It'd ruin a Man United shirt, but, you know.
Well, maybe you just don't bury me. The whole thing, the funeral is a silent bit, where I'm looking out in my Man United shirt with the bottle of whiskey. Funeral's over, everyone's ushered out, they bring the coffin out, lift the lid, the whiskey starts getting passed around, they lift my lifeless body onto a table. The mortician has already prepared my gut grill, and they unzip it, pull the skin aside. Inside is a perfect Weber grill. Mm-hmm. Steaks appear from nowhere. All of a sudden, I'm frying, all from my stomach.
That's a great idea.
In a park.
Does that mean that basically your spine is now coal, and you've got fire from below? Is that what's happening?
I think logistically that's what would have to have happened. Yeah.
Am I lighting you through your asshole?
Are you doing it?
I am now in my head, yeah, very much.
Eric Cantona is doing the lighting.
I've very much got a vision of me sticking one of those lighter things up your asshole for some reason.
No, because it's like once you open my gut up, it's an open flame. So if you've just got a few fire lighters, you can light it directly.
Right.
I think that's what I'd quite like.
Yeah, okay. And we're having steaks. Are we having burgers? Is there a vegan
option? No vegan stuff. That is a strict, strict no appearance at my wake. No. No Catholics, no vegans.
I'm not sure the vegans would have... No Catholics, no... I'm not sure the vegans would probably have any food from your body anyway. It seems to go against what I imagine.
Well, I think if they showed up, it'd be quite disrespectful to not, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah, I'm here at your funeral. I won't eat meat from your dead body. That's disgraceful if I've got a friend that would do that.
Get out.
Exactly. Cantona will chase them off.
I now have a vision in my head of of the invite to your funeral, which is just no vegans, no Catholics. Ollie Rezon cordially invites.
Oh, also no red light jumpers.
Okay.
On bikes, because I just, when I rode here today, it's like my, I hate it so much. And I'm riding along, stopping at the red light. Even the little ones where you could clearly go through, somebody zips through. I just hate it so much.
That's
no
me,
vegans,
that.
No Catholics, no red light jumpers.
I'm a vegan and I do that. So yeah, I'm not coming.
Why do you stop at them?
Huh? Because you have to. It's the law.
Or what? There must be so many things you break the law at, and that this is the
I
one
don't think
you...
I do.
Really?
Or maybe I.
What's law?
What's law? What do you mean by law? Oh, God. All right. Well, on the way back, I'll run through a red light and see
so
what happens.
So, we're eating off your dead body. Is it a free bar? I mean, who's paying for the booze at this barbecue? I'm assuming not us, hopefully.
No. It would definitely be catered, fully catered.
Good.
And all paid for.
Good.
Well, obviously, we've got the whiskey sponsorship that's come through.
Good point. Hague.
I wouldn't mind actually having a few. What would they? Smirnoff Ice?
Yeah.
The classic 90s ones.
They were the first drinks I pretty much ever had when I went to university.
And I would like them served in a three-metre aluminium dinghy full of ice, and that's just full of Smirnoff Ice.
Got it.
And no
why,
beer.
Why particularly 3 metres? It's so specific. I love it.
Well, I think 4 metres is just a bit extravagant. And also, like, that's very expensive.
You know when you drink, when you have, like, two or three... or any more Smirnoff Ices, your teeth basically just become sugar.
Oh, yeah.
I can really remember that feeling.
You grip them together and it kind of stick.
Yeah. But yeah. I didn't drink before I went to university. And then I remember I started drinking because they made me in the football club at university. And then that Christmas, my dad got me 6 Smirnoff Ices.
Really?
As a Christmas present.
That's great.
The day I turned 18, I drove myself to the bottle shop and bought 6 Stella Artois. Kept them in the fridge. I used to drink one a week for 6 weeks. Tried offering my dad. He's like, no, thanks.
To me, that's like, how can I prove that I'm a man?
Yeah, I also went to the same day I went to the TAB, which is the betting shop, and I bet $30 on some horses. Did it all one day.
Just chose the horses by name? You didn't?
I can't remember how I picked them. I was working at McDonald's at the time when I turned 18.
Yeah.
And sorry,
I didn't put that in your intro.
That's all right. I did. It was the second after turning 18, and I went and bought a bottle of Kahlua from the bottle shop just down the road, and then filled up a McDonald's milkshake and just had milkshake and Kahlua whilst working.
Wow,
that's great.
Really, really pushing. Don't tell them though, please.
I told you you're a lawbreaker, and yet still every red light.
I learnt my lesson,
Ollie. What do you want written on your gravestone?
Oh goodness.
It's a big one.
These pauses, you edit them out, right?
Really depends.
Depends how... Dead air is a crime.
It really depends on whether the person says you're going to edit this out, right?
What would I like written on my... He appreciated detail, common sense, and the law.
And he hated dead air. He saw it as a crime.
Dead air is a crime. No,
that sounded good.
What did I say?
It sounded serious.
He appreciated common sense, details, common sense, and the law.
Yeah.
Let him rest in peace, as you will too soon.
Is
that a threat?
Yes, it's a threat. And I'd quite like a hand sticking out of, in a concrete hand, instead of a headstone, like that. And it can support.
Oh, he has his palm up and his fingers up.
Yeah, so it can support whatever the family or friends want to put in it.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Your haters could put their balls in it.
Yes, that's true.
That's true. Or some carrots. Or a little tiny red light.
Ollie, some quick fire questions before we get to the final
okay.
question. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Who is carrying your coffin and why have you chosen them?
It's the Manchester United under-18 squad. And I've chosen them because they were cheap in the under-21s.
How do you want the congregation to react? Tears or a sing-along or what?
Well, no, I've said it. Sit in silence and shuffle out one done.
That's true. What song do you want played as your coffin is brought in?
Sonnet, The Verve.
We haven't got license for that. Oh. Don't do that. And the final question, how do you want to be remembered, Ollie Rezon?
As somebody who is kind and generous and thoughtful and considerate.
Basically going against everything you've said in this podcast so far.
No, but that's how I want to be remembered.
Oh, that's true. It's not necessarily how you will be remembered. And of course, there'll be the bad cop to remind everyone of that. thanks so much for coming up on the coming on the show, Ollie. Is there anything of yours you'd like to plug? Like, tell the audience where they can... I don't know, anything you want. Your Instagram, I don't know, you're on social media.
No, I got rid of it. I'm no longer a social media.
Why did you do that?
I don't think my girlfriend particularly liked me being on social media.
What she found?
Nothing. There's nothing to find, but because she doesn't have it.
Right.
And if I was on Instagram and I was posting stories, it felt like that was something that she wasn't privy to.
Okay.
So, but it wasn't a big deal getting rid of stuff. I got rid of Twitter and Facebook a long time ago, but Instagram has now been a month, so I can't really plug that.
No.
But I do have archive pics if anyone's interested. You can email at me at... No. I think I should plug Hijingo, which is the new thing. www... Do people still do websites?
I think you have to, yeah.
www.hijingo.com.
Yeah.
I think it reopens at the end of October.
Okay.
Classic social distancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all the rage. Has social distance? I mean, considering all the places that you've worked at, those places, the ping pong, bowling, hijinko, has it not, all those having to shut down, has it put the company, surely put the company in peril?
I think it's in a really good space, actually.
How?
Are
they insured against stuff like that?
Well, minimal. Right. There's not a huge insurance against things like that.
Obviously, Rishi helped out with some...
he was very generous.
Sweet furlough action.
Thanks to the... Conservatives, one time in my life. Yeah. Thank them.
Okay, well, guys, if you've not been to these places, go to Bounce, go to Putt Shack, go to Hijingo. What have I missed out? Have I missed anywhere out? No. Just go to those if you like. Basically, I'll tell you where they're best for. What they're best for. Dates, activity dates. If you like an activity date, go to one of those places. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of It's Your Funeral. Please do subscribe to us, drop us a comment and a rating on Apple Podcasts. As we said, if you've got any funny death or funeral stories, send them to us. podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. Also, please do follow at Von Cruz on Instagram. That's Sam's brilliant meme curated Instagram account. And listen to my other podcast, Almost Famous. But once again, thanks so much for listening, and we'll give you another episode very soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.